Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okay. As the worm squirms. Let's see, we're at 24 minutes after the hour. Today's video of the day at DougStephan.com is from the folks at Mashable. They present Eva Longoria, who performs the Spice Girls wannabe as a soap opera star. Listen, we got to watch it. It's really cool.
It's the 30th anniversary of the song, so she wanted to do it as a soap opera, right. Like soap opera people would read it.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hat! I want a hat! I want a hat! I want to really, really, really want a zig-zig-a. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you gotta give. Taking is so easy. That's the way it is. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a really, really, really want a zinga zinga.
How silly.
Wannabe, ladies and gentlemen.
It makes you realize how stupid these lyrics are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Lyrical geniuses, the Spice Girls.
That is really
girls. Funny. All right. So, Eva, she's back. She appears to be back.
In a telenovela, which is maybe why she's doing soap opera ratings.
Right,
think.
And it's a really pretty funny show.
Well, I saw a little bit of it. I can't confess to understanding what they're. I mean, I get the gist of it, but I don't understand.
I thought it was much better than I expected. And the other one that goes with it is Superstore, speaking of big box stores.
Superstore.
It's about a Walmart.
Great.
It's great.
What goes on? It's just all drama. All
the people. It's a comedy, but it's all the people that
work at
the Walmart.
What's the conflict? We've decided they got to have anything that's successful in terms of any kind of media.
Well, each episode
movies,
is
TVs,
different.
This radio show has got to be conflict.
Each episode is different.
The manager of the store is kind of a softy and lets everybody push him around. And he's kind of this real religious guy. I mean, the head security guard is she's this bullish woman who thinks everybody is trying to steal something. And then you have your young guy and girl. America Ferrara. It's really funny show.
She was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Huh. Really?
That was her big claim to fame.
And she was in that other show with Eva Longoria, actually.
Yeah. Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Okay. So, you're just talking about something that made me think. We haven't talked about the Pope and the whole business about whether he should be talking about capital punishment. He's called for the global abolition of the death penalty, saying thou shalt not kill applies to the guilty as well as the innocent. He's got a point there. And I wonder why it is. I have stayed away from it, not purposely. I just have stayed away from it because I think it's being discussed enough. And I really didn't want to get into the whole conversation about him and Trump. But maybe I don't know. Do I need to talk about this, or do you think most people have a handle on it? The right thing
they got a handle on it
comes.
Now.
I mean, the Pope
they made the decisions
in his position is right to be saying the death penalty is wrong because it really is. But those of us who are human and not like the Pope necessarily, every once in a while think that vengeance has its place, and it's the only place I think the death penalty. Ought to get used for somebody who does, like this guy who shot up everything in Kalamazoo. You know, the best thing to do with him is whoosh, gonzo. So, mm-hmm. Food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, we say the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I have driven the last couple years here has been fun, and obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer, making the world a better place, one mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.